Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Burns Church. There's so many great jokes up here about your pastor staff. We'll start with a few of them. Anyway, let me back up a tad. Welcome. My name is Will Morris. I'm the pastor here. We have so many wonderful things going on today, and I will describe some of them to you. Today is actually the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. That's probably the least of your interest, because that's ordinary time and we keep track, but it's an important time in the church. It also, by the look of things, you can tell it's World Communion Sunday. There's a long description on the back of your bulletin about the church's view of World Communion Sunday and its history. The other important part of that aspect is there were envelopes, donation envelopes, in your bulletin last Sunday. Many of you probably got the same envelope this Sunday as well. We're not asking you to donate twice. We're just recognizing that we had a lot of extra envelopes, so I want to make sure you had the opportunity. If you are so moved, and I hope you are, to make a donation, it will benefit a lot of students who are studying toward the ministry in the United Methodist Church. So please make avail of that. It also, by definition of having picked World Communion Sunday, we are celebrating also the 60th anniversary of Burns Church here in this building. It's a very important day. Melba is so wonderful. She was kind enough to me to let me put 60th anniversary all over everything. And then she points out, but it's actually the 62nd anniversary. So it turns out we're both right. 62 years ago, the church was meeting in the other church. See, she's going to correct me now as well, in front of all of you. It was actually meeting in the house of the pastor, which was on the property.
No, it was in the pastor's house.
So this is the 60th anniversary, okay?
Take a look at the bulletin board outside.
A lot of things happen, but we're celebrating 60 years, okay? Is that fair? But it is a nuanced and wonderful history, and Melba has pulled out a lot of the archives. Material from the archives, including photographs and other important materials. So when you have the opportunity, and I don't mean you should run out there now, but after worship service, if you go toward the parlor, on tables and on bulletin boards is lots of photographs, and I'm hoping we can keep that material out for a few Sundays. So please take a look at that, because it is a long and wonderful history. I'm going to run through several announcements, and in anticipation of the Tongan Fellowship coming. Atonio Tolotau, good morning, sir. Let me just, while we got... Atonio, please remain standing. This is your physical exercise for the day. Back up, good, thank you. As most of you know, and I just want to make sure, part of World Communion Sunday is the opportunity for us, all three of our congregations, to come together. Atonio Tolotau, many of you know him as Neo, is the pastor of the Tonga Fellowship. We're hoping more of his fellowship comes in the next few minutes. But Antonio, wave to the crowd. Good to see you, sir. Our other, one more third of our collective body of Christ is the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship and their pastor, Pastor Emmanuel Nkansa. Pastor Emmanuel, would you be greeted? Welcome. And both of these gentlemen, I haven't talked to Neo. Neo, I'm hoping you'll help us with communion. Thank you. Very good. So you'll see us all up here. I have been talking about SMART goals. I'm hoping that you are looking at those and considering and being ready to turn in some goals for our church for 2015. I will take those at any point throughout the next week and a half. The other part of today's celebration, obviously we're going to celebrate communion, but also the luncheon right afterwards. We'll meet downstairs in the fellowship hall. There's lots of food from all three congregations, and I'm hoping that you will join us for that. Now, let me recognize and name what's going on. There's lots of things happening today. I know there's a Broncos game. I know there's a Rapids game. Our highest priority is to worship God today. So the service will run longer than it normally does, and I'm glad that you're here and will enjoy that. We will all move downstairs and have a wonderful lunch, and we will take it as we go. We're truncating things so that we fit in everything together. But again, our first priority is to worship God. There is no calendar, but let me call a few important dates to your attention. The youth group continues to meet on Mondays. This Tuesday, October 7th, the coordinating council will meet at 6:30. The regular stuff. The lay servant ministries training will happen next weekend, October 10th and 11th in Melba. I'm thinking people can still sign up, so please see Melba Taylor for that. And then 2 weeks from today is the Crop Hunger Walk. And all three congregations will meet for their church conferences on Sunday, November 23rd. That calendar in its entirety will be here in your bulletin next week, but I just want to be clear, Tuesday is important because it's the coordinating council meeting. Let me invite up Reverend Daniel Claywitter. He's going to stand here, and we're going to do a quick fashion show.
Notice the differences.
And I was sort of joking at the beginning, but Mark Doctor, who will lead our choir today, was looking at Daniel, and he said, he looks like a Buddhist monk. So I don't know a lot of what Daniel does as an off time, but I don't know that he's a Buddhist monk. But I do want to explain to I want him to explain to you what he's wearing, because it's a little bit different from what I'm wearing. And it's not every Sunday that there are two men in dresses in front of you. So we want to explain a little bit about our clothing.
And Kevin Condon, I think, said we look like good angel and bad angel, too. But that's all. I know. That's not right. No. So there actually is a reason for the difference in our liturgical garb, which is because we were ordained in a different order. So Will is an elder, I think, as you all know, and I was ordained a deacon in the United Methodist Church. And the reason for the stole being going diagonally and gathered up at the hip, at the waist, comes because deacons are ordained to active service. So in the early church, deacons wore their stoles like this so that their hands could be free. And it also goes back to the scriptures. When Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, he gathered a towel and tied it at his waist. So that's the symbolism of that. Our haircut's the same, though.
That's right.
Okay, very good. So lots of things going on. Before we continue to worship, let me offer the opportunity, as we do every Sunday, to greet each other. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
The peace of Jesus Christ be with you.
Okay.
Amen. One of the important parts of the passing of the peace in the church, as many of you know, is to settle any differences that might exist. It's to sort of clear the air. I'm hoping that there aren't a whole lot of differences in this church, but it is an opportunity to offer the peace of Christ to each other. And so I'm going to ask us now, as you're able, to rise up on your feet and to offer handshakes and hugs all around the church as we prepare to worship our Lord and Savior. Good morning. So I got to figure out this role as bad angel. I don't know if I like that. It fits? Oh, my goodness. Let me just remind you, October is Pastor Appreciation Month, right? Holy moly. It fits. That's the last time you see this robe. Well, one of the many things that is detailed in the wonderful history exhibit that Melba put together is things like the dedication of the organ and the groundbreaking for both different churches and all sorts of good stuff. And you've heard me say this so many times, but a large part of the theology of the United Methodist Church is told through its hymnody, which means in song. We, for a lot of centuries, before people were mostly literate, that was the way that people understood the Bible, is by listening to the hymns and learning the hymns. And now in addition to that, we read the Bible, and so it continues to be a really important part of our heritage and part of our future. So let us listen to Peggy Blocker play How Firm a Foundation as we prepare our hearts to worship the Lord.
If you grab your hymn note, turn to page 64, and be upstanding. Let's make a joyful noise to the Lord.
God Almighty.
get seated. The bulletin was getting really full. I didn't want you to believe that we weren't going to do Scripture in a shorter sermon, so it's sort of truncated there. But Daniel and I will tag team and lead you through the lectionary readings for today. So, Reverend?
Our Hebrew Bible this morning lesson comes from the book of Exodus. It's chapter 20, verses 1 through 20. You can find it, if you'd like to follow along, on page 63 in the Hebrew Bible section of your pew Bible, and on page 82 if you're using the large print edition. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of their parents, to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and sea, and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When all the people witnessed the thunder and lightning, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, they were afraid and trembled and stood at a distance and said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, for God has come only to test you and to put the fear of him upon you so that you do not sin." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let me ask you now to turn into your United Methodist hymnal to Psalm 19. It's toward the back there, page 750 and 751. Psalm 19, page 750, 751. I know, I usually give you it written in advance and you get to find it. I apologize. So let us, as is our custom, do this in responsorial reading. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them God has set a tent for the sun, which runs forth like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and runs its course with joy like a strong man. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hid from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can understand one's own errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Also keep your servant from the insolent. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
And our epistle lesson this morning comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 4b through 14. It can be found on page 187 in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible, or on page 242 if you're using a large print edition. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Now that I've already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be.
Let me ask you now all to rise as you are able for the reading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel according to Matthew, verse 21, verses 33 through 46. In your Pew Bible, you'll find it, in the New Testament on page 22. And if you are reading in the large print edition, it's on page 29. Hear these words, and these words are directly from Jesus. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now, when the owners of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, to Jesus, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone'? This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. There are few statements that ought to bring more skepticism and more fear to your heart than to hear a preacher in the pulpit utter the following phrase, "I'll be brief." But that truly is my intention today, to be brief. The Bible readings for today strike me as nearly perfect for this occasion. Today we come together as three various communities of faith, and yet we are one unified body of Christ. We come together to celebrate World Communion Sunday and our 60-something anniversary of mission and ministry as Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. God is above and beyond time. God looks at our concept of linear time and recognizes our human understanding of past, present, and future. Yet, God sees all at once and beyond. Psalm 19 reminds us of God's omnipotence, God's omniscience, and God's omnipresence. Since creation, God has always desired to be in covenant relationship with us, His creatures, both individually and as a community. That is the whole point of the Ten Commandments from Exodus. The Bible documents our long human history of drawing close to God and then returning to our sinful nature and falling away from God's grace. But God has never given up on us through the millennia of the history of salvation. Humans have certainly complicated this glorious covenantal relationship, but it really is quite simple. When Jesus explained it to Nicodemus, He also explained the rationale for our faith and in turn for the church. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. And that is good news indeed. As we think about who we are as people of Jesus Christ, we are also reminded of the mission of the United Methodist Church, that is, to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. This should govern everything we do as this unified body of Christ, every action that we take. It is, however, even more direct than that. I believe that Paul was very clear in the bedrock rationale for our sharing the good news of Jesus. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Alleluia. As you think back over the past 60 years of our church, you may well have memories of good times and sad times, welcomes and goodbyes, baptisms, and lots of funerals. And as we consider the next 60 years of this church, we may be hesitant, maybe even fearful, because there is little we can see with certainty. We cannot know the future, but we do know this: God will lead us if we are obedient and humble. In us and through us, God will bring about the kingdom of heaven. And we will continue to proclaim and to preach and to live the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Paul said to the Philippians, "I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the sharing of His suffering, by becoming like Him in His death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Jesus Christ has made me His own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. My sisters and brothers, let us today remember and celebrate the past and those saints, those many saints who have gone before us. And then let us turn our eyes forward to work together for God's future, to press on toward Christ. Amen. And we will turn to the Burns Chancel Choir.
Of course, as you all know, I'm not Don Boyles. I'm Mark Doctor, leading the choir this morning. As we come together at World Communion Sunday to celebrate the Lord's Supper, to commune together as saints, we do this in remembrance.
This is the part where if you're watching TV, they show beautiful photographs and they have pictures. I can't help but remember, speaking of remembrance of me and the choir moving, Jim Barry. but we'd always leave a little bit extra time so that he could come down. Well, one of the most important aspects of coming together, and I know that all three pastors have said this, but we've all three said we wish we could worship together more often. It ends up being once a quarter, and that doesn't seem enough to me, but I'm very appreciative and thankful for when we do get the opportunity. But what I've asked my brothers to do, in addition to their prayers, is to share with you the Lord's Prayer in their native language, in Akan and in Tongan. So we'll have them do that. And, you know, I'm thinking that Atonio will probably pray more than just that. Is that probably true? We can only recognize the blessing we have. So what I'd ask you to do is to let your heart be filled right now with all of those things that you would bring in remembrance to the foot of the cross to offer back to Jesus. To think about the preceding week, the preceding weeks, the last year, and for those who are able to consider the bulk of the 60 years of our history of this church, and to think about all the joys, the wonderful family events, the milestones in this church, the number of leaders that this congregation has lifted up, the number of congregations that have been birthed and are beginning to come to full fruition in our midst, to think about the way the world has changed, and to think in that same thought about how the world is so much the same. Since the time of Jesus, there have been wars and conflict and inhuman acts by peoples against each other. It's documented in the Bible. And yet, through it all, we have the hope and deliverance of Jesus Christ. It's said, and it is true, that actions speak louder than words. And when the act of speaking words is the greatest commitment you can make, then it is doubly important. So let me ask you, all of us, in one voice, let us join our individual voices to thank God and to commit ourselves to the faith of Christ by using the words that our Lord and Savior gave us. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Reverend Nkansa, do you need to introduce your group? Very good. It's all yours.
Hello, church. We are blessed to be part of this celebration. 60 years is great. I don't think this church, I wasn't born when this church was born. So I'm really excited to be part of this celebration. Yes, we want to sing a song in Akan. We wanted to do a dance, but unfortunately, our youth group is still not ready. We'll do it next time. We want to challenge the Tongans and let you know that we also have a youth group. So without much ado, I'll call upon the Ghana Fellowship. We want to sing one worship song, and our brother Chumesi will be on the keyboard to worship the Lord with us with a song. Church, can we be on our feet, the Ghana Fellowship? We're singing in Akan, Nyame Ye Osahine. What it means is God is our warrior. Mercy will minister to us one worship song.
Amen. And David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I just all want us to worship as a one body and sing unto the Lord. Because in the Bible it is written that in the council of God, they still call him God. So if you know how to sing, I wish that we all sing it together and worship God this morning.
He is Lord. Thank you. a saga. Say with me how great saga, and all will say how great, how great. Saga. I gave myself away. Oh, I gave myself away so you can use me. I gave myself away.
Onyame tumfo yeda wase biem Awurade wahwe yen so ade yen ababesi mpempenso enye wona ukan ye ho a nkasabri yenim yetena bia Awurade ehwe wiase a nyama bebre ena ekoso but esan se oye ho mobrofo ene opatampanti wama asemboni bia anto yen yeda wase emma yebusua yeda wase emma yema yeda wase emma yenamfofo yeda wase emma obibia yeni panyina na enya ne seo so twedi amponya nkupon wahwe yen so weyie fri ohaw mu weyie fri boni mu wo yiye fi yare mu ade ne ebetimi di adawase age na asinkuto erade ne waya ma ye ndie eso ye ni bebre twedi ampo nyankopon ye kosoa ebom paye etu ye ho hye wo nsa etu ye ni hwe epoye ni atoye a boafo bia ni bebiara age se wo nyankopon ye di oman ye wo mu ehye wo nsa United States of America. Epeja Erade in leaders, Obama, Congress, Senators, Common Representative, Obibia was Rafi Dienmu. Yet won yina shawunsa. Sese Bekosu among Ajinini Nyansa a Wodibibu Omeye. Yet the Asra fwa soja fwa wa oku. Ah, Erade biwa Iraq, Afghanistan, any Syria wakun tokwa, se obema otamfo neni megu asino, itu wunyina eshe wunsa erade. Koso wabwa wangumbayi ewiane anaju. Ifi se, bibre womwa, weja oma, weja oyiri, weja dofonum, weja mami, weja papebi wufie. Erade, yempese yebeti asemboni biara. Na obonifona wetu nwesi wose erade. Oma asumudwe ema wiase ne de otwedi amponyankopon ene ni ni dia Awurade sane wabufo hyew egusa ISIS fo ya wasori etia ewiase onyame sane wabufo hyew gu wom so na ma won hyehyeye ene ni a wasusu nyina emre wieye ewo Jesus din mu yedinia ekoso ewo West Africa Ebola disease Awurade abusua saa mmere yi enyama atọ wani na bia ka wọn onyame yaresafo bia ni bebiara age se wo Kristo Yesu sane wa yaresa tumie no Awurade na ma enipa Awurade wadi dem saa bre no wonya wọn fa ahode e wo Yesu din mu ye di enua no mbensefo ye mpanifo ye wo hai ye nsofo Will Esha Wonsa. Ye di Tonga for once of for Esha Wonsa. Ye di Yangana for Swa. Ye wak wen chuo mui. Ye nina radi ye pija ye mui nina ba wenim. Sese obe kwa swa akanyo hon. Na radi ya sitine mu wa kromu hase. ebeye jojo ene from so se wo aya sumdu ehine no wa sumdu abrade nyina so ene ne yentina ene ne den nyina ewo Yesu din mu. Amen, amen, amen. Onyamishiram bibri.
Brothers and sisters, maloi lele. Before I go into what I'm supposed to do, to be honest, I won't be brief. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you all. To Pastor Will, to Melba Taylor, to the Burns Church, for your prayers, for your monetary contribution. At a hard time, and it was heavy to us all, for the passing of Pastor Lokotui. As your prayers and your monetary contribution, it's a consolation to all of us, to the Lokotui family, to the widow, Taufa, to Manasseh, Biliami, the son, and to all the Lokotui family. As you have noticed, the youngsters here, they are still wearing black. We are still in the healing mode. But please continue on with your prayers. We have a saying, a proverbial saying, to etoa kai tu etoa. A mighty man falls and another mighty man rises. Thank you, and thank you all. And Emmanuel Kantsar said he was not born when this church existed. I was. A year earlier. And I want to thank the church, Burns Church, for us to come to a place which we didn't labor, to come to a house that we didn't build, but allowing us to worship together with good people. As he said at the piano place, I was glad when they say, let's go to the house of the Lord. I asked one of them, what is the song is about? And he said, it's about smiling. It's about laughing. And I do remember, you know, those two companions in the film The Lion King, when they were Timon and Pumbaa counseling Simba. Don't worry. Be happy. Pair with them when they act accordingly. Thank you. Let us pray. Kitablo. Eki ko ofa au. Ko moana lolot. Ngalo ko kiai ma unga hiko wi ko tope pe ufi ufi. Maunga haito no no kotoa pe. Tala e langi, e nau nau, e ngau e nima mafi mafi o e afion. Tau mok matol ke mau whakafeta. Fie fia he nau pehe mai, ta wo ke whare o Sihova. Ai api ko e nina kai ke mau hela ai. Ka mau whakafeta ai ki ha api pehen ko Burns Church. Ke lotu ai ha kakai e tolu. Kai otua pe ki ha tokota. Ko otua mafi mafi ko Sihova sa paoti. Tuku mua ke mautah i he lotu atu ke afion. E ngā hi whai ngatā o koko i he māma koe ni e ki hova mo keresi. Toko ni mai. Tuku ke mau hoko hakakai o tau i ho ngai tūtu uni. Tuku ke mau hoko ko hakakai o ku whai to tonu he ngā ue pa moe afion. Malu ia ki mau tōru pake. Tuku whaka uha mai hanga he tāpu aki. Moana mau amana ki ki ai neongo mau fon he ofa pe ai afion. Fua ki mai alo tu pake tari a ki mau tōru. He wafa peo alo ko sisu klaisi ana nea koi ki mau tōru ka mau ka lotu ka ke mau pehe. Koi mau tamai o ku he vani. Ke tāpu haho kuafa. Ke hoko mai ho pure. Nghe koi ai he langi. Ke pehe pok mamai. Fua ki mahe aho ni ha mau mea kai ke anai. Pe whaka mure more mau ngahi anga hala. Wa nghe ko mau fua mure more ki nau tōru fua peo mō mai. Pe au wana ki fua huma tōru ki ahi ah. Ka ki whakafi mau tōru mefi. Te ko ou ai kūre, te moi mālo, moi gloria, o ta ingata, pia ta ingata. Amen.
Let me ask our clergy who's just leaving. Antonio, Lucy, will he come back? There he is. Good, good. And Emmanuel and Daniel. We're going to celebrate Holy Communion. And you'll find it in your hymnal. Let us get a moment to set up, and we will move into that liturgy. Antonio pointed out that he was, among the four of us, the only one who was born when Burns first started, and I cannot help but notice he's the only one who's not wearing glasses. I don't know what's with that. Two things for you. One, if you'd like to follow along, and I encourage you to do so, we'll start on top of page 9 in your hymnal. That's the beginning of the liturgy of Holy Communion. And just because I know that there are folks who don't worship with us all the time, but just so we're clear, in the United Methodist Church, we are all United Methodists. We believe in open table communion, which means that if you are a baptized believer, if you today repent of your sin, you have every intention today of living a new life in Jesus Christ, then you are welcome at the banquet table of our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away, as we did so many times, and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made us to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth, and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with folks like us, with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, he offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we together proclaim the mystery of our faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters, because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The sacred cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Just a bit of the mechanics. The ushers will release you from the center. We'll have two stations. We'll offer you a chunk of bread. There'll be trays with small cups of grape juice. Once you've eaten those, the cups go into the baskets on the side, and the ushers are there to take any donations you'd like to make to our church. The table is set. The invitations have been sent, and you're on the list. Let us come worship the Lord at the table of Jesus Christ. Thank you. join me for the final prayer in the liturgy on the bottom third of page 11. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I still think it's not fair that the older gentleman doesn't have to wear glasses. Our final hymn is The Church's One Foundation. It can be found on page 545. The amazing thing about that, if you go to that hymn, is it's got five other verses on the other side. Now, if we were good United Methodists, we'd sing the whole stinking thing, but we're not gonna. We're going to do five, but that's half, so I think that's probably good. And I know we do a lot of up and down, but let me ask you today to rise as you are able for our closing hymn. And let us turn to number 545. Let's rise and sing the first five verses of The Church's One Foundation.
Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus.
Just a bit of explanation. I'm hoping that all of you, because my goodness, there's still 2 hours until the Broncos start, so there's really no excuse, but that you can join us downstairs in the fellowship hall. A little bit different. The serving is going to be in the large classroom as you're aiming toward the fellowship hall. The serving line will be to the right as you're going down that hall. It'll all make sense. Follow your nose. And then seating will be in the large area in the fellowship hall. Our goal was to try to do some stories and interviews. We'll see if that works. I don't want to preempt the fellowship of eating together, etc., to get in that way. But we'll see. We'll play it by ear as we go downstairs. But please, please, I hope you can join us. My understanding, and I believe this is true, is that each congregation brought foods sort of their culture. Is that fair? So let's see. That means the Tongans brought nachos and hot dogs. Is that right? Okay. And the Ghanaians brought, hamburgers and french fries, right? No, I'm kidding. And, you know, it was said to me, and I believe this is true, that Melba Taylor will eat literally anything. That there is nothing she won't eat. So we're going to follow her lead. I'm sure it'll be wonderful, and I'm hoping everybody will stay. Antonio, Emmanuel, Daniel, thank you for worshiping our Lord. Thank you all for being here. We got another 60 years. And I was thinking about this. I'm thinking that I won't be there to see the next 60 years of Burns, the final 60 years. But I'm thinking about Bobo and Ahi. I'm thinking about Malvis kids. I'm thinking they're going to be here? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm thinking about the future of our church, and I think as adults we might ought rightly to invest more time and attention and God's glory into our youth. So youth, thank you very much for sharing your beautiful music with us. And again, I said I'd be brief. I'm not. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for 60 years of Burns Church. Thank you for the opportunity to raise up other congregations. And we're looking forward to the time very soon when the Tonga Church will be a separate church, the Ghana Church as well, and that we will praise your glory in ways that we have not yet even understood. And let us do it together. Dear God, we ask your grace and blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people say, Amen. Thank you.